Hey everyone, it's a wonderful new episode here at Music Attic with, of course, myself, Tom McDonough, and my co-host.
Marcus Taylor. Now I
Yes, we got
just
this
jump
down. We
in,
got
Tom.
this down. When I did the This Moment in Time with Bickler, we used to do it reversed. So we used to introduce each other. So it's an interesting thing. It's just stayed with me for all these years, the way we did the introductions. Obviously, I do this every time. This episode.
This
I
episode.
want to say this week because lately they've been by weeks. But this episode, our guest is Laura Cheadle.
Oh, nice. That's right.
I
I like
know,
Laura.
Laura, I've known her for years, worked with her. She's a class A1, perfect, consummate, knows her music. She is an artist, an entertainer, and more.
Yes, definitely a pro, Tom. I enjoyed our conversation, man. She was eager to talk, and the stuff she said really made sense, and I think people listening will get a lot out of it.
Yeah, I agree. She had a lot to say, a lot of good stuff to say, and I agree. A lot of people get a lot of stuff out of this. Now, of course, our new campaign for Reverb Nation starts roughly around April 28th. So the end of April, we finished one. We're on moving on to a new one. And if you want to be on this podcast, submit on Reverb Nation.
Reverb Nation.
Yeah, we're a place where to be. And we'll be actually putting out some articles from Band Lambent of Reverb on Music Addict. We're kind of a more merging partnership of ours that we're putting together. So, which is good. We've been working with them for years. I've been working with Reverb since, God, 2016.
Wow.
So it's been a long time.
Yeah,
So
it is.
it's been a good thing, good relationship we've had with them over the years. I am happy to continue and do more things with them, and I'm glad we get a lot of great submissions through Reverb that we can bring artists on the show here.
Absolutely. It's amazing the talent that we find through Reverb Nation. A lot of people, they think it just goes into a black hole, I think, and no one ever really listens. But no, we take time and we listen to the submissions. So if you're out there and you want a chance to be heard by, music industry people, it's a good, easy, free way to do it.
Yeah, we are it. So definitely bring it to us. Bring us some more music. We got some new stuff coming out. Obviously, we've restructuring and do some stuff at Music Attic, always evolving. Have a new newsletter coming out soon. More articles all the time. I've always enjoyed everything we do musically speaking through there. Of course, our wonderful Instagram. We've obviously settled in Instagram as a more prominent one for the moment, as TikTok is, obviously sitting up and down on if it's going to stay or if it's going to go. I'm not sure which way it is from this week, but ultimately, all the things that happen politically and economically change things. So we kind of settled in at music or at Instagram for that reason. So always follow us for interesting stuff. We have great things in our stories. And we try to bring out new content outside of what we do, on the podcast and in the articles as well on our stories on Instagram and Reels.
Absolutely. And don't forget to check out our newsletter because you're doing so many cool things with the newsletter. It's always a really cool read. And if you're out there and you're a musician and you're just looking for some advice or you have some questions, check out some of our label services because we really have helped a lot of people. And I get thank you emails all the time about people whose music we've reviewed and tried to help get them so that their sound is more industry standard.
Exactly. We have our song reviews done by professionals in the industry. And of course, we always have our great partner at Island Chicago Recordings in Chicago.
Island Chicago Recording Studio. Yeah, those guys are okay. I like
Yes,
them.
those guys are okay. Yes. So make sure if you need any recording services, check them out. So our shameless promotions, self-promotions.
Shameless plugs. Yeah, man. But seriously, we do like help. Tom, when we were the young cats, there just weren't a lot of resources like this available.
No, not at all. Not like that. So the internet was not a thing, and it was, walk around with your stack of
CDs?
Cassette, see, well, no, cassettes originally.
Cassette,
Then we went to
yeah.
CDs. We only had cassettes for the
Yeah.
longest time. We had cassettes until CDs all of a sudden became a thing. But that was later on, much later on in
Yeah,
the.
we're aging ourselves, Tom. People are like,
Yeah, I
why do I want
know.
to hear
I had
from these
cassettes
old
back in the
guys?
time when we were doing music back in
Yeah.
the day, in the late 90s,
You
mid
know, I
and
was
late
talking
nineties.
to a young musician the other day, and you know, I'm like, you know, I used to think it was easier now, but really, it's harder because they have no way to make money.
No.
You were talking about the CDs back in our day. I'd have my guys, we press up some CDs, and you could go out there and you just stay out there till you sell 10, 15, 20 CDs because you needed money to go to a show in another town, or
Yeah.
it gave you a way to make some income. If you sold 50 CDs at 10 bucks, you just made yourself $500. Now, I don't know how they make money. Considering that today's currency is attention, I don't know. If I needed money today, I don't know what to tell them to do.
No, and
That's
it's
why
tough.
I'm
It's
saying, see,
much
it's
tougher.
harder now.
Yeah, it's totally tougher. Other than touring, which and selling merch, there's it's really hard for them to do it. Oh, sponsorships, sync deals, but at the same time, everybody's competing for both those. So
Yeah, man, it
much
used to
tougher
be
gig.
if we were out on the street, I didn't have to worry about seeing someone from Sony next to me. You know, it
Yeah.
was another guy just trying to, you know, make a couple of dollars, like you say, to do a show or two. Now I don't, because all of these things that you're speaking of, like the sponsorship, it's tough if you need money today. That's tough. If you need money today, before you press up some CDs, go downtown and stay out there till you sell 50 CDs.
Yep.
I
Five
don't know
bucks, five
what they
bucks,
do
five bucks,
nowadays.
$1.99,
Yeah, five,
99
even, yeah, even
cents.
if you're selling them for $2, I mean,
Yeah.
find a way. You know, it's $10 each. Two for 15. I mean, you find a way to. I don't know what the young musicians do now, if they need money today.
Yeah, it's a
So,
different time.
I have to say, it's got to be trickier for
Yeah,
them.
early 2000s, early 2001, late 2000, early 2001 was CD. Boom, right there.
Late 90s, early 2000s, you could
My
sell
mixtape.
by a mixtape. Yeah, you could literally. Now
Yep.
I don't know, like, follow and share. I mean, but
Yeah,
there's
and there's a
no
lot
instant
of like
money there.
follow share going on, and it
Yeah.
is. I get the how hard it is to keep up with it. It is a full-time job.
Yeah, that's
So I
why.
get it.
Yeah, and you're competing with everybody because everybody's on Instagram. Everybody.
Everybody's on, yeah, on all social media across the board. I know.
Yeah.
It's a
So, you
tough
know.
gig.
Yeah, I think we came up at the right time, Tom.
Yes, I think so. For music wise, yes.
Yeah, this new
And
world.
now it's 120,000 songs, AI, and everything else
100%.
creating massive amounts of quality music. The pool of supply is here and demand is way down there, you know,
Way down, Tom.
way down.
And it just, you know, truth be kept, AI is getting really good, Tom.
Yeah, it's getting really
I
good.
mean,
It's
I
scary good.
think by the end of the year, you won't be able to tell the difference.
No. So, I mean, it's a tough world in music currently.
Yeah,
Plus,
so
no
that's
one, the
why sometimes
majors are not
you need
signing
some
anyone
help.
either.
Yeah, you need some help. Where do I go? How do I do it? That's why you go to a resource like Music Addict, because at least you're talking to people that have been there, they know the ropes, and we can help guide you along the way. So, you know, this again, shameless plug, but if you haven't at least checked out our consultation, I really do recommend. Go check it out, see what we offer, because there's some things that, you know, we may be able to help you do. And I never try to tell people this is the way, but at least we give you a place to start. You
Exactly.
know, do your research. I never want you to say that my ways, do your research, but we will always put you in a good, at least a good starting point.
Good start point. So other than that, we have nothing other than say my favorite line onto our interview.
On tour. See you on the other side.
Hey everyone, I want to welcome our next guest, Laura Cheadle. Laura, welcome to the show.
Hello.
Now, you and I have known each other for years. Going back a while now. And you know what? You've been, as long as I can remember, you have been doing music and staying steadily busy. And one of the few people I know during COVID that was staying busy. You slow down a little bit, but not as much as, you know, some artists came to a dead halt, but you've stayed in it for a very long time. And you've got a unique sound. You've been on television. You've had it all going the gamut. You got it all. Like I've always said, Elvis was the mold. He did this, you know, Hollywood, TV, and music. And you're doing all those things. So you've got that mold down right. So that which is the strong part of the industry where everyone should get this that they need to diversify and be in more things than just one. So my only thing I have to ask is in music growing up, other than I know your father was in music, what was your biggest influence in music? I mean, obviously your dad, it was a huge part of it.
I think because I grew up with my father who literally toured with Stevie Wonder and I was just around these amazing people all the time. But it wasn't him that pushed me into it. I loved singer-songwriters, and that was more that what differentiated me from my father, like John Mayer and all that kind of thing. And I got brokenhearted when I was 15, and I just started writing music. And I love the feeling of people connecting with you when you write a song. So it's a high. I think that was just the high of finally performing. Like, whoa, this is amazing.
And it's always the best part. Performing is when you get the response of the audience and they are into it for more things than one. A lot of people like the stories behind the music, or they like the lyrics, or some just like the music. And there's such a diverse amount of people in front of you that it is really cool. But when people are singing the lyrics, it's even better.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
So going into the music wise lately, I know you got a new album out coming out with Sony Orchards. Tell us about that. Tell us was there a theme behind this particular record?
So two exciting things. I released an album last January with Sony Orchard Soulblood Entertainment called Mannequin, and that was the collection of a harp. I was in a bad relationship for too many years. Wasted. No, I didn't waste time. Maybe. But it was a beautiful album. But now I just launched an all-girl band, which is really amazing. And people are like, whoa, I'm still playing with the family band, but the girl band is actually taking me all around the world. We're even going to the UK. And this album is a kind of different for me. It's still my soulful energy, but we got a lot of rock in there. And it's pretty amazing where this is taking me. And you guys are actually the first that I'm really talking about the album with. So this is exciting.
It's exciting, yes, and you're getting a little bit more rock now. You've seen that. I've seen that in a lot of your live performances. You can see that in you, and you kind of, you know, begun. I don't know if I how I've never been able to strictly classify you in any genre because it's been impossible. Because some people have asked me that over the years, and I go, Laura is just not a genre. She is a combination. I go, one minute it could be jazzy, blues, then we go to pop, then we go to rock. I go, I don't know what you want to classify it as. I said, urban.
I have a soulful voice, so people get confused. I did one blues album back in 2014 when I was like 20 years old, and everyone since then has been saying, blues, you're blues. I'm like, no, I kind of just did a blues album. So I love that you recognize that it's always something different. That's my brain. I'm very ADHD, you know, Pisces. I don't know if you guys like Zodiac, but Pisces.
Yes, Pisces. Yeah, I'm a Pisces.
Oh, see, so it's always something different. And I feel like I do a lot of film and TV work. I'll do a dance song. I'll do an R&B song. I love to keep it fresh. That's fun.
And you've been doing, when you do your live, you've been staying busy trying to go into live performances, always constantly being out there. And I know most people suffered that during the COVID era there with the live performances, but it's a good thing to see a lot of people getting back out on the road and doing that and doing more than one show in a setting, because it's so important to keep crafting at it. Plus, half the time, if you're not in front of the crowd, it's a lot different. Now, granted, they always said that touring, and I hear this all the time, that touring is YouTube's touring. And radio is touring, yes and no. And coming from my record label side, yes. But coming from my artist side, when I played in a band for all those years, it is not the same, because you've got to be in front of that crowd and staying there, because if you're not doing that, you're not bouncing anything off. So if you want to try something new, you can't bounce it off anyone live, because if you can gauge it, then if it's going to work or not work. And instead of putting out a whole, spending all the whole time, putting out a whole record and then boom, finding out it's not. Now, Mark will tell you about, you know, the production side of that, that whole thing is, you know, you spend all that time in production.
Yeah.
And you don't know the results. So
exactly. That's exactly what I did for this girl band. That's hysterical. You literally laid it out. We started doing shows and I was like, oh man, this response is insane. Now let's make the record. So we didn't do the record first.
It's all about the girls. So what, I mean, this is cool, because I love all girl bands. Female lead singers, in my opinion, have the more energy. They're much more receptive. The I think it's just because the harmonics and the melody play out a lot better that way.
Yeah, it was an accident. Honestly, it was just jamming with two of my favorite people. And I said, you know what? Let's put this together. I mean, Michelle, who's on bass, we've been jamming forever. And she actually is a guitarist. And I said, why don't you try the bass? Oh my God, she's like amazing at bass. So that's how that started. And then I have about three different girl drummers we're using right now. That's why the promo photos are hilarious, because it's always a different
someone different.
Because we have a West Coast one, we have, you know, East Coast. So I guess, you know, it depends on where you see us. And people have just been like, oh my God, girl band. And I'm like, I didn't know this was a big thing, but it's kind of cool how it happened, and we all get along really well, and we're playing a ton of women empowered festivals, and especially now it's a great time. Women, we need to be heard, so it's awesome.
It is and it's true, it is the time for they did it. I mean, back in the 90s we did with the Lilith Fair, it was a big thing, but it was only lasted a couple of years, you know, like a 4 or 5 year span, and then it fizzled out going to the early 2000s. And it's good to see that this movement's come back. I mean, everything's a movement, and it moves and comes back. So it's good to see this here and now, especially in music. It is a powerful message, and I think it's time for it. I know I've monopolized the time, so I mean,
no, I mean, it's so cool. You're doing so much. Now, I know you've got the music, but don't you have a new movie coming out or
yes,
something on Netflix? I mean, you are just all over the place. Tell me about the movie.
So the movie is a Tribeca selected film. Well, there's actually a couple movies, which is a great problem to have. But this is called They're Here. And it did premiere at Tribeca Film Festival in June, but it's now being released. I sing the lead song in it called Morning, and the movie is about people's UFO experiences. So cool. It's pretty cool. I actually had my own experience with the band. Yeah, we were on the New York State Thruway, and you'll hear my story in the movie. And we sing, they actually featured our entire live song, which is like unheard of.
Yeah.
From start to finish. So that's one of the movies. And then there's another movie coming out. Coming out soon. I can't say much about that. My song's in that movie. And I do want to talk about how I just won a game show. I don't know if you saw it.
No, I did see the post, but I had not read it because I figured I didn't want to take away the surprise. So
Damon Wayans Jr. is the host. It was on CBS called Raid the Cage.
Yeah.
My partner Michelle and I, we won $91,000 on this show.
Nice. So,
cha-ching.
Congratulations.
Of course, I reinvested that into my music career.
Yep.
And so basically it was an hour-long episode, which I'll send you guys. You guys can look it up. It's Raid the Cage. And pretty insane. And you can see my personality. People always think I'm this real chill. I'm a nut job when I'm performing. So I wasn't singing or anything. I was just answering questions and really crazily. So that's worth checking out. Paramount Plus, CBS.
What's the name of it again? Rage the Cage?
Raid the Cage. So you answer trivia questions and then you run into this cage and you grab as much stuff as possible.
Yeah, that's great.
Yeah. So that has launched into, they loved me so much and my energy with Michelle, who was on it. And now I'm filming for another major network. I told you what network it was off recording.
Yeah, yep.
They're filming me and the girl band right now. So it's
nice.
It's like boom, 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 boom.
Which is all good.
Wow.
This yeah. all it all coming together now. So this, yes. This is where you get the momentum and everything goes there with that. Go. Yeah. So I hope to see you again. I'm somewhere accepting a Grammy up on stage.
You know, I'm ready.
Then later.
I'm telling you, I'm manifesting that. I'm a big manifester.
Yes, manifest that. Get up there because I go, I remember when. You
know? I think when you change your brain and I'm in such like a happy place in my life. And I think that's what makes the big difference, especially with artists, because COVID was crazy, like you were saying. I made the best of it. I was always on lives. I built a studio. I figured everything out myself. A lot of people just sat around and cried about it, but.
And they still did after the fact and up until this point. That was where the, yeah. a lot of the problems has been come up with. People have not reinvested themselves into things because when something happens, you want to shift and maneuver with it and exactly. roll with the punches. And that's the problem with one of the things we say about music is you have 120,000 songs a day in streaming being released.
10 million songs
a quarter.
Wow.
Yeah.
10 million a quarter, Tom.
Yeah, 10 million a quarter. Now, we used to be 150,000 a quarter or a month. Now, with that much coming out, that much supply and very little demand, it is much harder. But again, look what you're doing. You are doing the things you're supposed to be doing and getting out there. And regardless of what it is, you're investing yourself into that. So that is for everyone out there. That is the thing you need to do is to become not great just at one thing, but many things. And I'll tell you, Laura, you've been writing songwriting forever, like you said.
Yeah.
Since you were 15, before 15, or was it that start at 15 was the reason why?
15 was like a real, when I was 8, I wrote like We're in Love and Love is a Beautiful Thing, like like cute songs. But I think when I, you know, and love got in there is when all that came out, you know.
It's great. Yeah, breakups are best. It's the best material.
Oh my gosh.
I'm like so happy now in my relationship. I'm like, man, I'm writing all happy songs, but man, those breakup songs are so good.
They are.
They really are.
Everyone can relate.
Yeah. I mean, the Mannequin album that I did with So Bold Entertainment, Sony Orchard is breakup central. So that's Mannequin a great album.
It was great. I loved it. I loved the vibe. it was everything I expected, you know, expected from you, knowing you, and it was, but there was a lot more behind it, I thought.
Oh yeah.
And me, I'm a big lyrics person.
Yes.
And I was just like going, "This is perfect. This is perfect. I wish I would have wrote that." So
the relationship I was in that caused this, like, I felt like I couldn't even write. So I was like, "That's when you know you're like, oh my God," and, you know, but you can't regret it because I am where I am now. But a lot of people are like, whatever, I wasted my life. I didn't waste my life. I got material for things.
Yeah. You learned what you don't want.
Exactly.
So you can live going
whenever
forward.
Someone does as much as you do between the music and the acting, do you have a favorite? Is it the music? Is it the acting? Every actor I know wants to be a musician. Every musician I know wants to be an actor. So what? Now that you're doing both, what's your favorite?
It's the music, always. I mean, when I'm on stage, it turns into a comedy act anyway. I pull everyone from the audience. I'm always just saying, I'm like, I could do improv really well. I love picking on people in the audience. So it kind of is like acting. So definitely the music, though.
Yes, you have that live stage performance thing down with the engaging the audience. It's something that's been very tough teaching people and getting some people who are very petrified. They can sing, but they're very petrified of
engaging. Yeah, you can really tell. I'm like, woo.
Yeah. And then you're always like, you just want to shake them and go, stop doing that. And engage. Talk to them. Talk to these people. Because these people are there. They want to hear from you. They want to hear these stories and they want that entertainment. Like you put a little comedy in it at the same time and you really got the audience hooked.
People have no singing. That's what I'm saying. Nobody has attention spans anymore. So you really have, like, the fact that they're not on their phones is, like, amazing when I'm performing. I'm like, say, this is what I aim for. Because everyone's just like, someone the other day, a producer I was talking to was like, people want music now that they doesn't make them think. And I was like, that's sad. And like, I was like, I refuse to believe that. I'm still writing great lyrics. I'm like, what? Maybe in a way.
How short songs are getting now?
Oh,
they're so short. I'm in the studio and people yeah. 2.5 minutes.
Ugh. Wow. Makes me cry. Oh. I'm still at the 3:28 FM yes. radio ready thing.
Yeah. Yes.
Yeah, everyone knows it's my favorite term. Every song has to be FM radio ready.
Exactly.
And, but that's where I live in that world. And Mark will tell you, I am the king of bridges.
Oh,
I have been writing bridges for a long time, and I've had some in a lot of famous songs. You know, it's accredited that I've met tons of people that have helped me write better. You know, several people have just come along that are phenomenal that I could never write like, but you learn, you get bits and pieces from each person. Yes. Allie Willis was one of the biggest influences I had in writing. And so I'm sure you gained some stuff from your dad and writing the end of it, but did you pull anything from anyone on, either song lyrics or somebody who is in that, you know, you obviously met when your dad was doing all the stuff he was doing.
You know, I write pretty much all my songs myself. I collaborated on Mannequin with a friend of mine named Stephen Caban. He's a very deep lyricist, but, I'm so into collaborating recently, but when it comes to lyrics, I love to make them personal that I'm writing, but it's great to have feedback, and we've been doing a ton of music conferences and I'm like really learning, and I feel like a lot of people I've met that have been doing it a while, like me, it's like they feel like they're beyond that, and I'm like, you're never beyond that. You can learn something. You can learn something anytime. We just did something in Memphis Festival, and I was like, I'm learning from all these people of all different ages. I just think people have an ego in this industry. I just never had, I'm not saying I never had an ego. I'm sure when I first started, I thought I was the coolest thing, but I don't really have that now. Or I just love hearing other artists, and that inspires me. I think that's what I run off of.
Yeah, listening to other people and seeing what they've done and being excited for what they've done as well. I know that, again, with you, like you said, the short attention span, everyone's in that, 15-second Instagram world. We're not getting the engagement that we would expect in the industry from other artists. But I will let other people influence the way I am. I rather help someone and engage with someone or listen to someone's music than to just blow it off, because you're right. I learn something every time I listen to something. I learn something, or I learn how you can twist some words, or God, I wish I would have done that. Can this be done in a different way? And then it's like you hear things, or even in the music. And I'm like, wow, man, there's definitely some cool things, because you can't not. I guess no one could be super at everything. I mean, not everyone can be Prince. I mean, it's just no way we all can do that. But each of us bring, like you said, something to the table. And if the minute we stop listening and stop learning is when you're done. You're never going to progress.
I just sang this like alternative song and I was like, no way. My voice, and it is insanely cool. Like, I was open to it. I was like, really? Me? Oh, with like an alternate, like, but that was a perfect example. I was like, oh, just because I'm soulful doesn't mean I can't sing that kind of genre. And it was cool mixing it.
And you got a very powerful voice, very powerful vocals, and when you hear people live, I mean, you always hear people what they put their music out, but you can produce that same sound live. And it's not as common as you're hearing from anyone that's live. And if you can go multiple genres with it, that is a testament to your talent beyond belief. And I have to say, for all the years I've known you, you've been able to do that and produce that, which is very few people I have. And I've been meaning to bring you, matter of fact, I've been meaning to bring you on a long time ago, but it just happened this way it rolled.
Yeah.
And I said, I had to this time around on Reaver. I'm like, I have to pull her because I've known her for so long. And I'm like,
I didn't even realize I don't know. I remember, I swear, ever since they revamped it, I've, like, every opportunity I've been getting on there, And I was like, oh my God, this is great. That's why it's worth it. The reverbnation.
It is. It's reverb. Yeah, that's what the thing is.
Yeah.
The premium, their whole subscription thing is based on these things that we do. But we like that because we're able to pull in artists that we probably wouldn't go find right away, because I like to be able to hear different. We hear a bunch of different music. We teach our interns what music's about, and you know, they'll intern with us, as well as we're able to teach. I try to teach it as A&R in a lot of ways. Mark does a lot with the production end of it, so the two of us teach it as A&R. But we get a lot of different diverse artists, and it's great because we're able to pull that along with all, you know, I'm pulling a lot of older artists that both him and I both know, but I love the newer artists because we've been shocked. We had a 15-year-old on that just blew me away, and I'm like, whoa.
Yeah, exactly.
You the never know.
It's so awesome now, though. It's like, I feel like it's not like you have to be 15. Like, there's so many, like, look at Jelly Roll. He's like, he didn't make it till his like mid 30s. And it's so cool what's happening in the music industry now. People are, I mean, at the same time, no attention span, but people are more open, I feel like, to just hearing the music and digging it. So,
yeah, I agree with that. So going into 2025, now that you're doing all these different things, you got a lot coming along. What are you hoping for in 2025?
I'm so committed to this girl band. It's so much fun. And I feel like the energy, I love my family band and we're still doing tons of shows, but it's a different crowd. I have a different, totally different crowd now. I'm hugely into LGBTQ rights. We're doing tons of gay pride festivals. And it's just a really fun experience, and it's insanely, I'm already really like full of energy on stage, but it's that times 100, this joyful band. And
I love it.
So the album is going to, we haven't even done the first single yet. You know, it's the new stages, but we are adding literally up about 100 shows to post coming up that we're booking. So nice. It's insane. It's crazy what's happening. And it just, you know, it's like I didn't let go of the other band, but at the same time I opened a new opportunity. So it's fun to switch it up, you know, see what 2025 brings.
So what's the name of this girl band?
So right now it's Laura Cheadle and the Girls.
It's what?
It's Laura Cheadle and the Girls for now.
Nice.
Because I have the fan base under Laura Cheadle. Yeah. However, I think it's going to be called Rachichi and the Girls. So Rachichi is my nickname. I think I'm going to differentiate it because you have the Laura Cheadle music on Spotify. I think it would be too confusing. So you're the first people I'm announcing this name to. Rachichi, like Laura Cheadle, Rachichi.
Rachichi, I love it.
Rachichi and the Girls is probably the name that's going to go under. But for now, it's billed as Laura Cheadle and the Girls.
Nice.
I can't wait to hear. Tom and I both love girl bands.
Yeah.
Tom's been putting together a girl band, so we love girl bands.
Yes, I'm always looking for. I've been for the longest time putting together girl bands.
Awesome.
One, I have always written for females. Okay. I have written all my songs female. It's easier to write that for the vocals than it is to write for male vocals because they're just not. Guys, vocals are not as powerful.
Yeah.
And girls have so much more emotion behind it and so much more energy, and they're able to do that noise better. So it's just the way they roll with the vocals. And I've always loved that. It's been a very big joy over my career for the last, 32 years that I've done that. And I've loved every minute of it, and I wouldn't change it. And I'm continuing going forward. Yeah. So we've always been looking for more. I'm always looking for female artists to try to get together, collaborate, and move, and move forward.
You have to bring the girl band on.
Exactly. Yeah. I will. And we all change instruments during the show. So it's wild.
What, you rotate instruments?
We rotate instruments. So I get on drums. We also just got a girl synth player who just joined the band. So we all switch.
Nice.
So it's wild. It's pretty wild, and we can all sing. And I'm the lead, but everyone's singing parts, and it's pretty cool.
I love, yes, when you guys get that, when you're better, more suited and want to, yeah, you all got to come back on.
Especially when
the name gets settled, yes, we'll come back on because we can promote that too. So
I'm going to be doing the new name. It's going to be wild because I've built all these years of followers in Lauren Cheadle, but you know what? I really feel in my soul I have to make it separate because it's totally different music, you know? So
it's a good identity building.
It's going to be starting from scratch, kind of, you know, but not really.
You still got a fan base to pull from. So
yes, exactly.
But it'll still have your high energy. I mean,
the band.
So it's not completely different. It's still you, just different sound.
Exactly. It's more of like the But there's been an insane amount of songs being written this whole month. It's just like boom, 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 boom. So it's awesome.
So the quote from Avengers, it's just me, but just more lights.
Exactly.
Exactly. So, but speaking of lights, Christmas, you have a Christmas
music coming.
Christmas music is awesome. It's a perfect time of year, obviously, for Christmas music. Tell us about that.
It's called On This Christmas Night. It was released last year, but there's a new single added, of course.
All right.
I'm a genius now, Ed. And it's now available. So you can go get the album or the single. On This Christmas Night is the new single. And the album's called Let's Get Together for Christmas. All original and a few covers.
It's tough not to break away. Christmas is tough to break away from the traditional Christmas music because all of it is so darn good.
Yes, it's my most sold album, which is hilarious. It's Christmas.
Christmas is great. Everyone loves Christmas. Can't argue with that. So switching gears for 2 seconds, thoughts on over the years, and you've been in this a very long time, and seeing how the industry works, what is your thoughts on the TV shows? We know American Idol, The Voice, America's Got Talent. With all that, of everyone trying to compete to go there, and we're not seeing as much. I mean, other than American Idol, the other two have suffered so much from lack of actual after. I mean, they do the show. Everything goes great in the show, but there's no after effects like some of the things in American Idol with Kelly Clarkson. But one of the things I've felt over the years is it lacks. It's basically singing covers. There's a lack of original music that are there. And I guess I wanted your thoughts because you've been doing this a very long time.
I got asked a couple times to be on some of those shows. That's all I'll say.
Yes.
I always turn it down because they own you for many years. Their contracts are insane. I know several people that were on The Voice and things like that. And they're kind of screwed with their contracts, and they're not, I'm being brutally honest now, this is what I'm seeing, and they weren't able to, at the end of the day, it's a TV show. If you play it right, I'm sure it would help your career. I am not talking crap, but for me, I wouldn't want to do it. I have been asked by the actual people. It doesn't feel, it's a produced show. It's a TV show. I don't know. It's just not, I don't really see that many people gaining huge fame, except for a few. Like, I remember Benson Boone, he was on American Idol, but he left, which was smart, I think, and then killed it. It can be great for certain people. Oh my gosh, yes. But collectively, like, I don't know who won The Voice in the past 5 years.
Yeah, exactly.
You know what I mean?
This is the problem that's happened with it, is The Voice it's a great show.
The show is
well produced, great competition, great choreograph.
The judges always have a single they're releasing. Yeah. The judges are getting a lot more, which is genius on their end.
Yeah, genius on their part. I agree, but you've never, like I said, the after effects was where everyone struggles with, and coming from original music written and well produced, well done, it is a struggle for anybody who's done that unless you're singing covers.
Yes.
There is no reason to walk there without, without being able. You're right. The contracts are tougher.
If you want to take your
original music anywhere, you can't.
I've seen the contracts. Wow.
Yeah, wow. Yeah, I know. So let's flip to AI. AI music. An elephant in the room that we cannot avoid. It is there. AI music is very, very different. And it is coming onto a scene that where it is providing an opportunity for people who do not have the talent you have
it's to like be able to
do music, but it's not. But it's not. it isn't.
Strongly against it. It's like a robot. No. It's like when Guitar Hero came out, my dad used to get really mad about it. I was like really little when that came out. And it wasn't anything like learning the guitar, you know, it's like the same to me. No, strongly against. You need to have, you know, a brain and have it. The beauty in creating is just using your brain. It's like using less of your brain. It's sad.
It's a quick fix for a lot of things that,
yeah.
I mean, the only uses I've seen it's really good for is like in the studio when somebody is up there and they all of a sudden have something you can see that you can change. You can produce something very quickly in the sound and show them. It is a masterful tool, but I agree with you on the soulfulness and the lack of emotion. Is what it really comes. I've heard some really good songs come out of it, but they're great demos.
I haven't heard enough. It scares me, to be honest with you. I mean, now I still love live drums. I still love things. You know, I'm like, I get it from my father, I guess, because I use electronic drums now and stuff, but I still love the sound of live instruments, you know?
Yeah, so were the days when you used to go into studios and play instruments and do all those things is becoming a dying art. And I miss that. I actually miss the days you go into studio and write.
Yeah, it's so different now.
Yeah, it is so different.
Speaking of live drums, I've been training engineers, and I don't think I have a new engineer right now that knows how to record a drum kit.
Oh, my God. See, I've grew up
watching lost art.
Wow. My dad's got the head mics, and I've learned. I try to learn, but my brain isn't technical.
Yeah, it's just the technology has put music into the hands of people that didn't earn it. And so I think that's where us musicians have a hard time, because for us, if you wanted to play with people, you had to master your instrument.
Yeah.
Now you just have to say, write me a song about kittens.
Yeah.
And, you know, that, but those songs have no soul. So
I feel like you can tell. I heard one AI song. I was just like, what?
Yeah. They have it's nuances. You can hear them. We were smart enough to know you have to, you know make your enemy, you know, thy enemy your best friend, because you want to know what, you know, what it's going on here. You had to understand it. And there is similar sounds in AI that just, you can hear the trigger and it's like, well, that's AI. That's AI. That's AI. And you can hear it now. And some of those 120,000 songs a day are coming out are AI. That's how fast things are coming out, because people can't produce great music that fast.
Yeah.
So is a lot of that coming out. So yeah, you're right. There's a lot of similar sounds in it. And there's mixed. The industry's mixed on this. It's half people are like, oh yeah, we was embraces, and the other half's like, no. I get that, because there is the fear of taking away, I think you see your best using your brain, taking away the human element.
Yes,
is in the creation process, I think, is one of the things that it has worried me. I've had fun playing with it, and some of the things I've been able to put out songs a lot faster in some ways for demoing to people, but I'm using it to demo to someone so I can get them to sing. Here, this is what I want you to do. This is what I hear. Kim, what do you think about changing this, this, and this? And, you know, that's what I've done it with it, but I have not seen a total replacement for people. But I can see the direction that it could go, and the insanity of the shifts and the upgrades is like, whoa, like, well, how does this do this? Why does this do this? And I've seen, but now that it does podcasts, it's like,
oh my God.
And I'm like, wow. It's like, it'll
fool you.
It'll fool you.
Some of those will fool
you. What?
Yeah. I'll send you one, Laura. That is just crazy. I'm like, how does this do this? And all you're doing is putting information into it, and it will take. So it's silly, because you can put PDFs into this thing and website links, and it in less than 10 minutes, you will have a full a full podcast of them having a conversation based off the information put in there. That is scary because
they tried to warn us. What was that? Will Smith AI?
Yeah, exactly.
AI, Terminator, pick your
Terminator. Yeah, I've seen the ending of Terminator. It is not good.
It's never good.
That's like if I went through that breakup and I said, AI, write a breakup song. That's so sick. My songs are about what happened.
The emotion. You know,
where I knew that AI didn't have a soul, I tried to get it to write a Christmas song. Let's see what it, and it failed miserably.
Yeah.
It never could capture the essence of Christmas. It could throw it together.
It's a robot.
But it could, I've yet to get it to come out, and I'm not saying it's impossible, but it has been way more difficult than I thought. It's much easier to say, write me a song about a cat.
Yeah.
Make me a funny song about songs. Falling down. That's easy. But whenever you want it to have substance, it struggles.
Yeah. Country songs is really good at it. The country songs are phenomenal.
I bet.
It struggles at every other genre.
I bet.
No disrespect to country.
No disrespect for country.
AI loves it.
Yeah, it loves it. It's able to catch it.
I'm zipping my lip.
Yeah.
But you know, but in defense, I do think AI is better in our hands because at least we have a respect for music and reverence. So I would use it differently than someone else where maybe I don't have a guitar player. I need a guitar part. I can have AI write a guitar part. I liken that to it being a sampler that's a little more creative.
Mm-hmm.
Where I have a hard time is where people will put in a prompt and then say they wrote that song.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
No, you didn't. You didn't write that song. You wrote the prompt. But what it does is it diminishes what we do. So that's where I have the issue.
Yep. And that's why I said it should be in the hands of people who have experience in the industry that understand what it can and what it should not do.
I'm going to never replace you because it doesn't write a bridge.
No, it never writes a bridge, so I'm good.
I think Tom starts with the bridge.
I start with the bridge. I'm ready
to do some songs with you two. Let's do it.
Yeah, let's do it. I'm constantly writing. Every day.
I learned how to do the stems. Listen, I had no clue. I have a studio in my house now. My dad has a real insane studio. That's where I am now. And he does it all. But I wanted to learn it myself. So I've just been sending back vocal stems. I'm proud of myself. So
nice.
All about working with other producers. I love my dad, but the new album is going to be working with different producers, you know, just to switch it up. So I'm super open right now to just try.
Yes. You got a girl band. I want to write.
Let's do it.
Let's do it.
Anytime.
Anytime. But we'll do that. So, you know, I know I've dragged this out to a little bit farther than I'm supposed to, but I have to say you had, again, you know, going back, if anyone wants to get a hold of you, and it's lauracheadle.com, and I will make sure that's on our on the thing for the where you can listen to it. It is, you can check her out, follow her on social media, you know, keep an eye out. 2025, obviously, you got tour dates coming. You got the movie that's out there. You got TV. You've got everything going on. I love it. I'm actually very honored that the fact that I've known you for so long that I've seen you progress where you're at now, and you're just building. You're finally getting to a spot where you should have been in 2019.
Yes.
And now in the spot where you're going to be gone. 2025, it's going to be a skyrocket.
My brain's a lot. My voice is better now because I think my soul opened. I think that's where you have to be open. Wow. And I think I'm ready.
You're right. I saw something you just did live recently, and it was a difference from when I first heard you. And I'm like, wow, she sure, whatever changed in the last couple of years, you have matured into the fact that you're comfortable where you're at, and you're high. You can go high. You can go low. You can go at any range. There's very few people that can do it in ranges. Most people have a strict range. You can. Yeah. There's no scale for you.
I've never heard it placed or said better than my soul opened. My voice is better because my soul opened up. I have never heard it
coined that.
That way.
I truly did.
That is perfect.
I had an entire life change, and I really worked on myself. And I actually go to this healer. She's like a healer woman I went to for a couple years after COVID. And you opened up. You stopped with, you had to figure yourself out. And I feel like that's how I manifested. I manifested love in my life. And it's happening. It's all happening. And I believe that. I don't feel negative anymore. I mean, the music industry can really make you feel negative. I don't even have that. I don't even think of it as obstacles. Let's do this.
Let's do this. And this should be your, you know, the soul thing should be a song. That's got to be
my soul opened up. Yes,
that's my soul opened up. It's a great song. It's
such a great line.
Yeah.
Hey, we're gonna write a song together. That's the song.
Yeah.
No AI.
No. I will not let. For the record, I will never ever let AI write anything for me. I tried that once with a hook, and it just. I went. Well, that I could have done better than that.
Yes.
It isn't right. It's missing something in the emotion and the wording. So yeah. I was like writing myself and writing it through, and I'd rather have it wrong.
Exactly.
Correct something. Cause somebody, I make other people listen to it. I'm like, listen to this, you know, read this, because I know I want feedback. Give me all that feedback. Cause I'd rather be wrong than never be right, you know, because if no one tells you that, then you're like, then everyone will listen to it and go, yeah, that's great. Because remember, your friends and your family are your biggest cheerleaders, but they'll.
Oh, they are. That's amazing.
It's amazing, but they'll never tell you the truth. I'd rather have someone tell me the truth going, no, that doesn't work. Or this is wrong. Or why don't you try it this way? And I've had people just blow me away and go, wow, why didn't I think of it the first time? So it's cool. All right. So I know I got to wrap this up. Again, thank you for being on the show. It's a great honor having you on it.
Thanks for having me.
You're very welcome. And again, you're coming back
with the girl group.
With the girl group.
We are ready. We have a lot of dates to promote coming up. It's already being added. So.
Perfect.
Sweet. So again, thank you. And we look forward to having you on with the girls.
Yes.